Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Again, we're talking about an Erev Pesach. Now it's not Erev Pesach Shabbos, but it's Yud Aleph Nisan. And this person has many mitzvahs to perform today. Ha-hoylech, we have someone who is going Lishchedes Pischai, to Shecht his Korban Pesach. V'lamul es Binoi, and to perform the mitzvah of Bris Mila on his son. V'lechel Sudas Eresin, V'veis Chomav. What does Eresin mean? Basically, Eresin is the same as Kiddushin. When somebody gets married, so the marriage process is really done in two steps. There's Eresin and then the Suyin, or the Kiddushin and then the Chuppah. In the Eresin part, so the Chosn puts the ring on the Kala's finger, and he says, Hereat, Kadeshesli. The Mishnah in the Sechus Kiddushin tells us that there are three ways to perform the mitzvah of Kiddushin. But the most common way is with Kesef, the giving her anything that's a Shavah Pruta. The minig is we use a ring. What happens after she accepts the Kiddushin? She's not allowed to marry anyone else until she has a get, or if Chas V'Shalom the husband dies. However, they still cannot live together until the Nesuyin. The Nesuyin is, there are different shittas exactly what it is, but basically it's the Chuppah, the Brachais. In the times of the Mishnah, they would first do Eresin, and then they would wait 12 months before the Nesuyin. We don't do it that way. We do everything under the Chuppah. But by the time of Eresin, they would have a Suda. It was like a small Chasana, a preparation for the bigger Chasana, maybe, that's going to come later. So this person is going, V'lechel to eat Suda's Eresin, the Suda of Eresin, Beves Chaniv, in his father-in-law's house. V'niskerni reminds himself, Sheyesh loy chametz b'tach beisai, he's on his way to perform these mitzvahs. And suddenly it hits him, he says, Gevalt, I have chametz in my house. If I go ahead to perform these mitzvahs, which he started out to do, he's not going to make it home in time to remove the chametz. Once again, he's en route to perform these mitzvahs, v'niskan, he reminds himself, Sheyesh loy chametz b'tach beisai, that he has chametz in his house. He's all happy, he's thinking about the mitzvah of shechting the Korban Pesach, of the Bris Milah of his son, of the Sudas Eresin, and suddenly he says, Gevalt, I left chametz in my house. Zok de Mishnah, Im Yachol Lachza. If somehow it's possible for him to return, Ulevayr, and to be Mevayr that chametz, V'lachzer l'mitzvasli, and return to his mitzvah, so Yachzer v'yavayr. Go back, be Mevayr the chametz, and hurry back. But V'im Lav, it's just impossible. He's too far. He does not have enough time. He can't make it home to be Mevayr the Chametz and return to the mitzvah. So Mevatloi Beliboi, let him be Mevatl the Chametz in his heart. Now maybe he could make it home to be Mevayr the Chametz, but he wouldn't be able to make it back to perform the mitzvah. So under these circumstances we say, okay, just be Mevatl the Chametz in your heart and don't worry, you won't be over by your Rabbi Yomatzah. Now he can't wait to do it later, because it's too late to be mevatel the chametz once the sixth hour starts. Once the chametz becomes asur behanah, I can't be mevatel it. I can't nullify it, because at that point it's no longer mine to say, okay, I have no shaychus to it. I have no say on the matter. It has to be done before it becomes asur behanah, before the onset of the sixth hour. Normally, we would not rely just on Bittel, like we explained in the first Mishnah. There's a reason Chazal want both Bittel and the physical removal of the Chametz. But under these circumstances, where look, it just happened this way, he's in a rush to perform these mitzvahs, so we say, okay, Bittel is enough. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. In the previous cases, it was a mitzvah for him to go. What about if his going wasn't just a mitzvah, it was mamash pikuach nefesh? Suppose he was going lahatzel min hanachrim, to save people from those who were threatening them. Or min hanar, or to save people from a river, people that were trapped by an overflowing river. Or min halistim, or from robbers. Or min adleika, or from a fire. Or min amapilis, or from a wall or a building that collapsed. So yivatel beliba, then you should be mevatel in your heart. Well, didn't we say in the previous case also, you should be mevatel in your heart? If you don't have enough time to go back, take care of being bevayar the chametz and then returning to your mitzvah. Well, the chiddush over here is, even if you do have enough time, if you think you can still run back, be mevayar the chametz, and still make it back to save the people from the nachrim, from the nar, from the listim, from the dleka, from the mepilas, no, don't take a chance. Just be mevatel the chametz in your heart and continue on. Min ha-toyra bebitl ba'al-masagi, says the Batanura. And when there's a danger to human life, we don't take chances. So we had one case. That's the very first case of the Mishnah. We was going to perform mitzvahs. There we say you can rely on bittul if you don't have enough time. We have another case where he's going to save lives. There we say we insist that you rely on bittul. Then we have a third case. The third case is he is going v'lishbais shvisas harishus. Under these circumstances, yachzer miyad. He must return to be mevayar the chametz. What does this mean? V'lishbais shvisas harishus. So perhaps you remember from Masechtas Eruvin that a person can walk 2,000 amos from wherever he's kind of shvisa in all different directions. Afterwards, he comes to the tchum, he can walk no more. However, suppose a person wants to walk 4,000 amos east of his house, he has an etzah. He can be kind of shvisa there, he can go there as the sun sets in. That's officially his point of center. Now he has from this place where he was when Shabbos came in, 2,000 amos in each direction, so he can make it back home, and he can go to wherever he wants to go. So that's why he was going over here, Erev Pesach. He wanted to be there when Yom Tov sets in, to be kind of shvisa at this particular point. The reason, however, that he wants to be able to go the extra amos was not necessarily for Dvar Mitzvah, it was for Dvar Rishos, something that you're allowed to do, but it's not necessarily a mitzvah. So we say, this person, Yachzer Miyad, he must turn around and come back right away. For him, there is no heter at all to rely just on Bittul. Now, sometimes a person's kainah shvisa to perform a mitzvah. Suppose he wants to go be mechazek avol the next day, or be mishtatev in someone's simcha, make that person happy. That would be the same as someone who goes to Shechtas Karban Pesach. Then we say he could rely on Bittul if he can't make it back to his house to be mevayar the chametz. But if he's just going for a Dvar HaRashus, then the din is that he must come back. Once again, we have three situations in the Mishnah. Either he's going to perform the mitzvah, and he remembers, oops, I forgot to be mevayar the chametz. So we say if you have time to go back and do it, if not rely on Bittul. If he's going to save lives, just do Bittul and don't go back under any set of circumstances. And if he's just going for a Dvar HaRashus, then you can't rely on Bittul. Even if you don't have time to go home, be mevayar the chametz, and come back, do what you have to do, sorry. Next time, please remember to do beer chametz before you leave.